ankle deep in the red dirt on the shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
G'day there and welcome once again to Blues with a Feeling. This week I'm turning my focus closer to home as I'm joined by Alan Boyle, singer in Brisbane's own Blues Arcadia, a very fine band indeed, who've just released their second album, Now or Never. I've been playing the first single, Dollar Bill, for a few weeks now, and I've also played tracks from their first album, Carnival of Fools, many times on this show over the years. In fact, when that album came out, the band's guitarist and co-founder Chris Harvey was my guest on the show. We're old mates, but you can't just interview your mates all the time. And I'm thrilled that Alan and I could spend some time chatting about the band and the new album and how it came together over the last couple of pandemic-frazzled years. But before we do that, I thought I'd refresh your ears and remind you about what this wonderfully dynamic band is all about with a couple of songs from that award-winning debut album. Thanks for joining me. Sean Binley is my name. And this is Blues with a Feeling, 7 days a week, baby.
Kissed you on Tuesday. We got married on a Wednesday. All our friends said it felt like Friday. Spent the week not burning. Saturday you're yearning for the weekend. Left me sleeping, crying on a month of Sundays.
I can't sleep.
say. Give me a reason for the promises we break. Give me a reason for the time we wait. Give me a reason. Give me a reason. Give me a reason for the hole in the sky. Give me a reason for the useless shit we buy. Give me a reason for the never-ending greed. Always taking more than we need. Come on. Can you hear it? Give me a reason for the way things change. Give me a reason why progress don't mean a damn thing. Give me a reason to get under your skin. Give me a reason. Give me a reason. Give me a reason I should carry on. I got my reasons, but I just can't stop feeling wrong. Give me a reason I should reach for the truth. I keep reaching all the time, cause you come. Can you hear it now? Can you hear it now?
This is Al from Blues Arcadia. You're listening to Blues with a Feeling. Shaky Sean.
Does it have to be so hard? You dance with the devil, and then you stumble in the dark. And when you can't find your way, oh, I'll be there for you, babe. Sometimes we're paralyzed and made blind by the choices we're supposed to make. When you can't find your way, all you gotta do is call me, baby. Thank you.
This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
I'm featuring the latest album by Brisbane band Blues Arcadia this week, and speaking to the band's Alan Boyle. But before we get to that, I thought it'd be fun to revisit the band's first record, Carnival of Fools. That was the title track, and before that, Remedy, and Hear It Now. That first album was really well received here in Australia and overseas, and the latest, Now or Never, is already getting plenty of airplay all around the world. It's been a struggle for all of us these last couple of years, but the band has produced another really fine record, and I'm excited to feature it for you this week. But before I'm joined by Alan, here's one more from Blues Arcadia's debut album on Blues with a Feeling. It's Love Baby, because I'm your man.
If you want it, baby, I got it. And if you need it, well, get back on it. Set your mind at ease, honey, please. Get it while you can. Or if you want the best, don't sell for less, I'm your man. So do I need to hug and squeeze you? I tell you that I love you. Oh, kiss and hug you. I set your mind at ease, honey, please. Get it while you can.
Well, it's been a difficult couple of years. Indeed, it's been about 4 years since the release of the debut album by Blues Arcadia, but this record, Now or Never, is quite wonderful. Congratulations to you and the band for weathering the COVID period and coming out with something quite wonderful.
Thanks a million, Sean. Yeah, that's really good to hear. It's been a rough few years for everybody, I reckon. But yeah, we're very proud of this record.
Right from start to finish, this record really does deal with these last couple of years and a lot of things that have been on your mind. And of course, you mate Harvey as well, the guitar player from the band. Tell me about the process of writing these songs. Did you already have some of them in the can before COVID hit and lockdown started?
Yeah, we started recording in sort of mid to late 2020. So we were just getting into it. Sort of before the lockdowns happened, and then of course we had to, I think we got about three songs done, or we, the guts of three songs done. Crybaby was done, Dollar Bill, Follow the Leader were done, and then yeah, obviously everything went to pot, and so we were sort of reduced to like most people, you know, talking over screens and hanging out, and even that sort of became a little bit too difficult at times. So everything, yeah, the great pause, you know, that's pretty much the word for it, or the term for it. Not a lot happened. When we came out of lockdown, I think the first time when we were able to gather in a room, we were able to do some live streams and that sort of thing and try and keep people engaged. But it really felt like we were sort of just performing to a black hole. So it was pretty tricky, especially not knowing if we were going to come out of it with an audience again.
No sense. So why keep on asking about love? What you gonna do now? Yeah, love. What you gonna do now? Yeah, love. What you gonna do now? Yeah. You know I'm asking. Gonna keep on asking.
a live album at our favorite venue in Queensland, a place that a lot of your listeners might be familiar with, called the Royal Mail Hotel in Goodna. And we did that in 2021, I think. Yeah, towards the end of 2021. And that was like the first gig back, effectively, in a packed room. And it was kind of, I don't know, it was pretty churchy, I gotta say. So we were lucky enough to record that and put it out and go, hey, we're still alive and you're still alive and let's celebrate, you know?
I remember looking at some video that I saw of that, and it really was one of those weird COVID-y things where everybody's looking at each other, not really knowing,
yeah,
if it's okay to dance, let alone have fun and let alone interact with each other in a physical kind of dancing on the dance floor kind of fashion, you know?
Yeah, from memory, I think there wasn't supposed to be dancing. And so there was this weird kind of self-policing thing going on. Like, nobody wanted us to get in trouble. We didn't want anybody else to get in trouble. Obviously, it's a standing venue, mostly standing. And, you know, people just couldn't help but sort of do a little wiggle. It was some kind of weird sort of caveat that you couldn't have a drink in your hand. You could stand up, but you couldn't have a drink in your hand. And it was just, you know, it's hard to remember how bizarre that period was, but it's a fairly decent snapshot of it.
Yeah. And a cracking live record in and of itself, might I add.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It captured the moment, you know, or a series of moments. To be quite honest, I, you know, personally speaking, I wasn't really sure if we were going to survive, you know, like as a band, or myself as a musician personally. It kind of felt like a reset, and I wasn't sure to what. So when we got that opportunity to play in front of an audience again, because it's like that, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, what sound does it make? That kind of blarney, you know?
Yeah.
If we're making music and nobody's listening, then are we really making music? So now people listening again just sort of validated the whole process.
Down at the chapel, someone signing the life away. In front of all their family and friends, they'll be asked to say, do you take none other to help and to hold? Give them everything that you have for the yo, rich or poor. And I said, yes, I do. Chapel, our folks are getting down on the knees, looking for salvation, and making apologies. But you don't need to keep on searching when you already got what you need. So now I'm asking in love, do you believe? And I said, yes, I do. In the blink of somebody's eye.
Carnival of Fools, as we say, attracted some great airplay here in Australia and overseas. And you guys had started to crack the Australian festival market and then nothing. And yet here we are a couple of years later and things are seeming to be kicking off. You guys are just in the early stages of a fairly significant tour with some southern festivals as well. So thank goodness.
Hey, this is Al from Blues Arcadia. You're listening to a track from our brand new album, Now or Never, exclusively on Blues with a Feeling with Shaky Sean.
Say a lot of the artists that I've spoken to over the last 12 to 18 months sort of enjoyed the break that they had and the increase in creativity that allowed them to enjoy while being off the road. But the situation is different for all of us. How did you find it yourself?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that. It gave me time to hunker down with my family and really focus on that. Like my world got really, really small. It was just myself, my wife, my daughter, and our dog. But at the same time, my family, obviously I'm from Ireland, so my family are from overseas. Harv's family are in the UK. Casper, our drummer, his family are in Denmark. And even people, you know, that we knew and love interstate, they might as well have been on Mars. You know, we're all so separated. And, but the flip side of that, as you say, was an opportunity to just sort of savor the moment. Like I grew a beard like so many other people. I grew a big stupid beard and I didn't learn how to make sourdough, but I was seriously considering it after a while.
You're listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
My guest this week is Alan Boyle, singer and songwriter from Brisbane band Blues Arcadia, with just the first couple of tracks from their band's brand new release, Now or Never. Get Yourself Together there, and previous to that, Broadway Chapel, and the first single, Dollar Bill. Thanks for tuning in or downloading the show this week, and please like, follow, and comment at the Facebook page, Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling, so I can keep you up to date with new shows every Monday. And if you're enjoying what I'm doing here for you, maybe you could share it with your music-loving friends so they too can enjoy the healing power of the blues. And thanks, as always, to the management and staff of the Erromanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland for their wonderful support of the show these last few years. Can't do it without you, and I'm overwhelmingly grateful for the ongoing opportunity to present Blues with a Feeling, now going into its 29th year. I reckon I've known some of the members at least of Blues Arcadia for nearly two decades. The band is badass. Bass player Jeremy Cleese's groove is where it all begins for me. I told him once that his playing reminds me of the great Benny Turner, Freddie King's brother. And when you team him up with the band's Casper Hall on drums, Paula Gervin on keys and guitarist and founder Chris Harvey, well, I think they've created something quite wonderful. They don't sound like any band I've heard, and yet they sound just like what I want to hear. A rare thing indeed, and quite beautiful. This is Blues with a Feeling.
Don't take me for granted. Just getting started, but there's no time to play it cool. Please stop acting like someone who's got nothing left to lose. Oh, you might find I've changed my mind. Forget about your yesterday. Yesterday.
So how did you apply that time to the songs that you were producing that would ultimately end up becoming much of this new record?
I had the worst case of writer's block, Sean. Like, wow. I completely shut down. My creative brain went on holidays as well. I thought it had just gone. I thought it had left after years of abuse. Yeah. But it just didn't, it didn't click for me. Harv was sending me, you know, he was just sort of patiently waiting, sending me song ideas. And I was like, I just can't even, I can't even come to it. I don't know. It's like, maybe it reminded me of what we had lost. You know, as you said, we were about to start on the second half of the album cycle that we'd had with Carnival, and we'd just been about to get on a plane, literally on the Thursday or the Friday, I think we were coming down to play at a festival in Victoria. And by, you know, that previous Monday, it was looking like, and I was thinking maybe I should pull the pin, and then the festival pulled the pin, and then it was just a cascade of events. But from that point, I think maybe the idea of writing again reminded me of what we'd lost. I don't know, I'm just kind of psychoanalyzing myself retrospectively now that you're asking the question.
Wait till you wake up.
it took a long time to come back to it, and Harv just kept sending me these little bangers. And I think Feet Don't Feel Me Now, when I got around to writing that one, it was kind of like this song that had, you know, the idea of putting ideas into couplets, you know, trying to put a very succinct part of what was happening into each rhyming couplet, you know, and trying to get those lyrics to actually mean something. I don't try to consciously incorporate any kind of highfalutin ideas in a lot of my lyricism with Blues Arcadia, but it did give me an opportunity to get a little bit deeper than just sort of write baby baby. G'day, this is Al from Blues Arcadia. You're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bindley.
Blues and soul band, you've really seemed to have dived deeply into some interesting issues, you know, gun politics in the US, sexuality, I mean, there's so many different gender dysphoria, all sorts of different topics which you wouldn't normally expect to hear from a band that sounds like you guys, and yet these songs are so typically wonderfully Blues Arcadia.
Thanks. Yeah, that's really good to hear as well. Harv said something shortly after we were mixing, or maybe after the masters first came back, and he said, you know, I think we've really, it feels like we've established our sound, you know, like there's nobody else that's going to sound like us at this point in our career. which is pretty much the holy grail for us in terms of being unique. I mean, there's not a lot of bands in Australia doing what we do. Like, there's loads of rhythm and blues and roots and that sort of thing acts, but they're usually solos or soloists or duos or you know, not five-piece band. And that gives us an advantage, of course, because every individual is contributing something unique to that whole process and the sound, obviously. But, you know, the flip side of that is having to organize five people, you know, for us all to be in the same room, for us to be on the same plane and car and show and stuff involves a lot more work. But, you know, we're fully committed. And that's what I guess the title of the album is as well. It's like, despite everything or in spite of everything, here we are, you know. And in terms of writing about topical stuff, you know, if you're not saying something, then you're saying nothing. So I've always been of the opinion that, not to labor on a platform or anything like that, you know, I'm not Bono, but I'd love his money, but it's not, it's incumbent on somebody with the ability to put words together in a poetic way to say something important, or try to, at least, you know, not just talk about yourself, try to say something that means something to people or consoles people, or lets them know that, you know, you're not alone in this experience called life.
Everybody wants to be your long lost pal. Everybody wants to know your name. And everybody thinks you're
us a bit about your history before getting together with Harvey and forming Blues Arcadia.
I've been in Australia for about 20 years, but I used to play in bands in Ireland, a couple of, you know, very basic sort of bands that broke up pretty quickly, and did the whole singer-songwriter solo thing here as well as in Ireland and Italy a little bit. And yeah, I had some runs on the board and put out a couple of albums and EPs as a solo musician. And yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's good, but it's also a bit lonely, and I'm a pretty crap guitarist. So I remember seeing Harv playing at a venue in Brisbane, called Satchmo's. I don't know if you remember it, in West End back in the day. Yeah. A mate of mine was over visiting from Ireland. The two of us were just sort of sitting. I tell this story a lot, so forgive me if you've heard it before, but we were sitting at the bar drinking, as you do on a Friday or Saturday night, and a band called Big Kitty and the Scaredy Cats, this very, very cool rockabilly band from Brisbane, were playing, and just everybody looked apart. I don't know. They just looked like they zoomed in from 1950s America with their pompadours and big Gretsch guitars. And yeah, it was just amazing. And then there's this skinny guy playing a Strat, you know, wearing like a Ramones t-shirt or you know, something like
What's
that.
What's he doing with the Strat in a rockabilly band? Let alone
exactly. That was the first thing. And he just didn't give, you know, two flyers about the sound he was making was just incredible. And I've never forgotten, that was my first time seeing Chris Harvey Blues in action. And then when we got the opportunity to be in a band together, we were put together from the remnants of a band called Blind Lemon, which had morphed into Devil's Kiosk and then became the Bella Reunion. So, we did all right. We put out an EP and played Blues Fest in 2015 and then changed to Blues Arcadia in 2017 or 2016, I think. So we've been pretty tight. Myself, Harv, and Jeremy are the founders of the band. And we've been playing together since, it's been almost 7 years now.
Thanks to the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park. On the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
My guest this week is Alan Boyle, singer and songwriter in the band that has just released this week's feature album, Blues Arcadia Is Now or Never. It's the first time I've had the opportunity to chat with Alan on the show, and I was thrilled to bring you the results of that chat this week, all mixed up with songs from the album. That song, Now or Never Blues, the title track, if you will, and there as well, Postmodern Times and Feet Don't Fail Me Now.
Harvey and I have known each other for many years as well. We've even done some gigs together and stuff. And wonderful blues guitar player. But the standout for me on this record, in a bunch of standouts, is Harvey's wonderful rhythm playing. And while we're all struggling to wonder what we're going to do with ourselves and lockdowns and everything else, Harvey was off studying jazz. And you must have seen his creativity and his abilities and his musical knowledge just accelerate in the last couple of years like you could never have imagined.
Yeah, he's doing stuff. I mean, he's always been an instinctual player. Harvey is music in, music out. He's a conduit, you know. He doesn't get in the way, and that's evident to anybody who's ever watched him play or shared a stage with him. He's the most instinctive musician I've ever met. And also very generous, you know. He'll make room for whoever it is that he's playing with. There's very little ego involved, but he also knows he's a complete— am I allowed to swear on this, by the way?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's a complete motherfucker. Like, he will just tear the balls out of whatever it is that he's playing. First up, it's like, it's no small thing for anybody in their 50s to undertake a tertiary level degree. That's that takes some honest guts and bravery. And so he did that and just smashed it. But also, as a sort of a side effect of all of that learning and the world that he was in, that, you know, jazz world that he was in, he's, you know, his chord structure, his songwriting technique, his ear, everything has just exploded. And as I said, again, it's like, you know, you're halfway through your life. and you put yourself into that situation and embrace all that change willingly, it's very inspirational.
Don't follow the leader, can tell by the way he blows your cover. He'll send and deceive you and lend you the way to break another bone inside the secret that splits the skin between two lovers. To the border, don't cross no lines and take no corners. Executive order to carry the weight you're bringing on the stone. It's not the secret there lies the way between two lovers. So try harder and prove yourself more forgiving. No digital armor to separate the dead from living loud and undefeated. Prove that you are needed. I can't wait to meet you. Dream of the words to break another bone inside the secret. Gonna light the way between two lovers. Oh, yeah. Don't follow the leader, don't fall to the ground and blow your cover. He'll send and deceive you and send you the words to break another bone inside the secret. Gonna light the way between two lovers. Oh, 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 I'm not. So try harder and tell yourself.
So what's next for Blues Arcadia? What's coming up in the near future? And let's look a little further ahead as well.
Yeah, we've got a tour starting in a couple of weeks. We'll start off in New South Wales. We'll go to Victoria again, Melbourne, Bendigo, Warrandyte. Going to South Australia for the first time. Going to Sydney again. So yeah, we've got a bunch of shows that we're pretty excited about. I mean, we are really hoping that people will come to them. There's a lot of reticence around buying tickets these days, not just for us, generally speaking. Even festivals like Blues Fest are saying that it's tricky to sell the way that it used to be. And financially people are hurting a lot more. So they're being a little bit more careful with their money. So there's nothing more than we can do apart from get our music out there, get people excited about the music and hope that they're willing to make that connection with the live show again, because we don't just play the music. We kind of inhabit it and go a little bit mental on our stages when we play. So a live show is something we're pretty proud of.
G'day, this is Al from Blues Arcadia and you are listening to Blues with a Feeling with Shaky Sean.
How can this keep going?
there somebody back in your past that you saw performing that gave you an insight into what Alan Boyle would look like when he was singing the blues?
Alan Boyle the Magpie. my blues education was sort of not limited, but it was at the right time. When I was a kid at high school, I had an English teacher called Ray Murphy, who had this huge, I don't know if you remember, like they used to do these massive box sets of CDs back in the 90s, you know, like The History of the Blues or crazy. Yeah. Where it was just like, and it went all the way from heat of like old field recordings, right through to, you know, modern day stuff. But it got me hearing voices like Howlin' Wolf or Leadbelly and, Dust My Broom, you know, all this sort of stuff that was like very primal to me. Like it was very honest, and made me feel something straight away, like in terms of what the song was emoting. Like I couldn't in any way identify with the subject matter, of course, this, you know, teenage white kid in the arsehole of nowhere in Ireland, but it gave me an opportunity to connect with music that laid a pathway, I guess. And then of course, like Thin Lizzy, Phil Lynott's always been a hero of mine and a consummate showman. So I've ripped a few little phrases and moves from him, no doubt, you know. Also a bassist who should have been president, so, you know.
Yeah, he's one of my heroes as well.
Yeah, he's just, you know, I could talk about that guy for hours. Yeah, but anybody who's, I don't know, there's like an aspect to being an underdog and having the opportunity to, I don't know, bring people with you on stage is intoxicating, and that's still something I'm getting good at. You know, it's not something that comes naturally.
You say yes, then you say no. You got your mind made up, but then you don't. What are you supposed to do when you just don't belong?
Stage in front of a band is again a double-edged sword. You know, be careful what you wish for everybody to be looking at you, because when shit goes wrong, it's your fault, you know.
Well, certainly seeming to keep everybody happy at the moment, and you guys continue to excite crowds around southeast Queensland, up and down the coast. And as you said, you've got tours coming up, and you know people are digging it. I saw Eric Bibb on the weekend, and he's got a sold out tour going on around Australia at the moment. So maybe people are starting to slowly pull their wallet out, and maybe thinking now's the time to get in each other's company again and enjoy some live music, enjoy some culture, and get together and throw off some cobwebs, you know?
Now is the time. You're exactly right. Now is the time. You know, we've been sitting back for long enough, and Netflix is not that good anymore. So, yeah, get outside and support music. Support your venues, because they're trying their hardest as well. You know, festivals, venues, bands, we're all on the same track, and we really, really appreciate it when people come out and, you know, reconnect. It's gold. It's what we live for.
My feature album this week is Blues Arcadia's latest release, Now or Never. That song was She's a Lady, and before that, Thoughts and Prayers, and Follow the Leader. Thanks again to Blues Arcadia's Alan Boyle for his time in putting this week's show together with me. And thanks to you for tuning in. Have a great week.
So people want to come and see you guys play. People want to buy a copy of the CDs. How do they do that? What's the best place to go?
Our website, obviously. We're on all the socials. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. We sell our music through bandcamp.com. And obviously our website has a list of our shows coming up, as well as Facebook, etc. But yeah, you can always drop us a line. We're everywhere.
Mate, I really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the record. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing. Get out there and slay them like you guys, only you guys can.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks very much for your support as well. You know, we couldn't do this without the help from people like yourself and Radio Land. It means the world to us. So thank you very much.
Stay at home and watch the world shake. Ain't it funny how little time it takes? 113 days, a little more or less, don't let it break you down. I just want to dance again. I wanna go out and get drunk with my friends. Oh. But every day is just the same. A little more than less. Don't let it break. Somewhere in this town, there's a place where we can go. We will find each other like we did long ago. And after all the worry and the pain, we will be together. Disappointment, it can wear you down. Weaving time into a thorny crown. And I will help carry your